cuenta. Está Willie ahí, ya cumplió los 30. Después de las 12 no lo cuenta. No la llame en el jangueo si no quiere que mienta. Estás escuchando el número uno en venta. Por eso con nosotros nadie inventa. Me siento como un bichote en los 90. No tengo par, ven pa' que lo sienta. Dale mami, pégate. Vírate. Si me miras mucho sabes que voy a besarte. Dale mami, pégate. Vírate. Si te ves y me la agarro, entonces voy a llevarte.
Mira, dando me quiten el pepe.
Mami, yo sé que tú te vuelves loca cuando el perreo te pero obligado tú te acuerdas de mí si me ves por ahí. Mami, yo sé que tú te vuelves loca cuando el perreo te pero obligado tú te acuerdas de mí de cuando te di. Perreo, baby, tra, baby. En la disco, baby. Vamos a darle, baby. Hasta abajo, baby. No te quites, baby. Bella. Solo, baby. Perreo, baby. Tra, baby. En la disco, baby. Te lo meto. Y aquí mismo, baby. Delante de tu baby. Te compro la BM. Y también el AP. Hey. Te doy dedo bailando. Mami, estoy testing. Escuchando música de Puerto Rico. Nosotros nos criamos escuchando y cantando esto. En los caseríos, en los barrios. Desde los 90 hasta el 2000 por siempre. Y ando con el mejor de todos los tiempos, Tiny. Y yo no tengo que roncar, ustedes saben ya.
Hi everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Bangers with Claire. I am so incredibly sorry I took a lot of time off. Calculus has been kicking me in the behind. I had to study for 2 weeks straight for a midterm that could only be worth like 10% of my grade, but it's just crazy. If you know, you know, the struggle is real. But we have more important things to attend to, and the great thing about taking a long break is I have a lot to talk about. First and foremost, song I just played, EOO by Bad Bunny. He just absolutely smashed it out of the park at the Super Bowl. I could not see anyone else doing a better job. I especially, honestly, some people were complaining. They're like, why is it not dark out? I really think that the sunset and golden hour vibe really worked beautifully for his performance, especially how they built the set around that. I thought it was super cute. I also thought the wedding was adorable. And it was a real wedding, you guys. The couple had 15 extra wedding invites, and they sent them to a lot of local businesses. And the husband, his favorite artist was Bad Bunny. And they were like, you know what, like, why don't we just send one to him? Maybe we'll just get, like, an email back from the team. And they got an email from the agent saying, do you want to get married at his Super Bowl performance? Which is crazy, guys. Like, if someone else does the Super Bowl, I'm gonna send them a wedding invite. And, like, for no reason. Like, I'll just marry someone random. Like, because what do you mean I can get married at the Super Bowl? And the cake looked so good, brother. Okay. And also, apparently, there was, like, an Indeed job publishing that was for, like, a sports event. And they were looking for people 5'7" or taller. And it was up for a while. And apparently, that was for the people that were dressed up as the bushes during his set, which is so funny to me. Guys, I could have been a Bad Bunny bush. I'm 5'11". Are you kidding? Like, why did no one tell me this? I could have been on that stage. Like, there's no way. But he did a great job. I really love the song I just played. It's probably one of my favorites of his. And also, I'm just going to say it right away, even though I'm going to talk more Grammys later, he deserved Album of the Year. I am number one Carpenter. Y'all already know that, but I fear that he kind of outdid Sabrina. Love her to bits, but yeah, I'm just going to leave it there for now. Of course, there's so much more tea to talk about, but I am going to have to leave that for after a few more songs. So I will talk to you guys again in a bit.
Thank you. was in the winter on a busy crossroads. Saw a man about your height just walking. Same kind of shoulders, same kind of new clothes. Couldn't believe I saw it chase you down fast and I caught up. And I stopped and tapped your arm and waved and said hello. But it was just a stranger.
And with that, once again, we are back. Started that off with the Girl Like Me remix featuring K-Tronada by Pink Panthers. I like this better than the original. I know the original is like trending on TikTok right now or whatever, but sometimes you can outdo the doer. And my glorious King K-Tronada proved that right here. And then it wouldn't be a show unless I played the new Charlie XCX album as the angel that I am. So this one was my personal favorite besides the promotional tracks, because Chains of Love is always going to be my girl. It's called Seeing Things. It's such a good album, but I just can't get over the fact that it's for that disgrace of a movie that Emerald Fennell has decided to title Wuthering Heights. It has nothing to do with. It has taken out all the sustenance and all of the depth in the characters, specifically Heathcliff, because Jacob Elordi can't act. So I know they're not going to give him something challenging. And it just looks terrible. Like, if you go to Letterboxd, like this movie review site, and you see the reviews, because they accidentally released the pre-screening ratings, it's like a bowl. So like, everyone's either given it a 1 or a 5, and it's insane. Nobody's in the middle. There's nobody that's giving it a 3 or a 4. It's either 1s, 2s, or 5s, like across the board, which is like low-key. It reminds me of that Harry Styles movie. And I went to see that because I was like, I need to know what everyone's talking about. It can't be that bad, right? And it was. I would have given that 1 star, even less, honestly. So I kind of want to go see what on earth is up. It's just a bummer because I really think Charlie encapsulated the vibe that the director was going for this piece of media very, very well. And it's a great piece of art and album on its own, but I do not think that as phenomenal of an album as this is, anything can save that train wreck of a movie. Then I follow that up with Oblivion by Grimes and All She Wants by Duran Duran, which is probably one of my favorite songs right now. If my sister Ellie, if you're listening, I am so sorry. I know that when you play Hungry Like the Wolf in the car, I get mad. I still will. I don't like that song. In fact, I do not like most of Duran Duran's music, but they really did their big one with this one. I don't know what was going on in the studio. I don't know what changed in the air. Something shifted in the universe, and they actually made a fantastic song. Why were you hiding this from us this whole time? I don't know. Why was the universe hiding this song from me? Because I know they can make gas, so now I'm like even more mad when Hungry Like the Wolf comes on them, because it's just not. I'm sorry if anyone's like a Hungry Like the Wolf shooter. I really don't enjoy that song. But with that out of the way, I think it is time we talk the Grammys tea, except there's not a lot of tea this year. Last year was really bad, especially for like all my faves. It was not cute. This year, Sabrina did walk away empty-handed, and I would have given her something, but I do understand why. And I just think there was less bribing going on this year, less paying the voters, less Beyonce. I'm going to leave it at that. Thank you, Beyonce. You know, you've done so much for the economy or whatever. Guys, every time I say something bad about her, I'm so scared still after the whole thank you, Beyonce meme. So that's why I feel like I have to say thank you, Beyonce, like every 2 seconds. I genuinely think that she's going to come jump me right now. So if anything happens to me, guys, Beyonce did it. That's all I'm going to say. And of that, I will finish thank you, Beyonce. Back to the actual fish to fry, which is the Grammys this year. Okay. I'm going to say who I wanted to win, who I thought would win, and who actually did. And we're going to go through the big three categories. So for Song of the Year, I obviously wanted my girl Billie to win with Wildflower, but I thought the stinky K-pop Demon Hunter song Golden was going to win. So when Billie won, I actually let out like a cathartic scream. I was like giggling and kicking my feet through my phone. I was like, no way. She deserves this more than anyone in the whole world. I think Song of the Year is about songwriting, and I think all of the songs on that list, she trumps in terms of the pen game. Unmatched. For Record of the Year, I wanted Manchild. I thought Luther by Kendrick and SZA was going to win, and it did. I'm not mad about that. Record is more so about production. Either way, both songs were produced by Jack Antonoff, actually, so either way, he was kind of more so getting the Grammy than the artist that was going up there. But I like Luther. I know it's a little bit overplayed. I feel like people are really sick of it. I think it's a cute, fun little song. I don't think it's anything particularly special, but there's something about it that makes it very memorable. Like that je ne sais quoi. Okay. Album of the year. I need to remember who's in this category because I wanted Bad Bunny to win and he did. And I had no clue who they were going to give it to. I feel like it could have gone a lot of very wrong ways, but I think that they made a good choice. I would have been okay with Sabrina as well. Obviously, Gaga also would have been fine. Saying Gaga on its own is so funny. Help. Pop vocal, I think, should have been Sabrina. Sorry, Gaga. And best new artist, I was happy as long as it was not Somber or Cat's Eye or Alex Warren. I really have a bone to pick with that fool, if you've ever heard my shows before, because he made one mediocre song and it's still charting and it's been almost a year. I'm not happy about that. Olivia Dean is fun. She's cute. I really wanted Addison. People are giving her way too much smoke. It was completely live and she was dancing. Sabrina is just so trained. She has been spending 11 years of her life working at this. Obviously, she's going to sound better singing and dancing on stage than Addison Rae. Addison has a vocal coach. She is working for this. This is something she wants to be really good at. And all you people ever do on this app is not app. Oh my God, I'm talking like I'm in a TikTok comment section. All you people ever do is tear that poor woman down. I feel horrible for her. I think her album was phenomenal. I think she should have won Best New Artist. I love the Marias and Leon Thomas. Do not get me wrong, but part of it is about cultural impact. So I think it was just neck to neck between Addison and Olivia. But the category was stacked this year. And in addition to the Addison situation, go watch Taylor sing on SNL, Sing Her All Too Well. She's not even dancing and she's out of breath and nobody was jumping her for that. Go listen to Ariana. I love Ariana as much as the next girl, but go listen to her at the Grammys in 2019 when she starts dancing. She obviously, your stamina can't be there. You can't breathe properly when you're moving around like that, especially Addison. If you saw her dancing, she's like throwing herself around. So yeah, cut the girl some slack and she should have won Best New Artist. Sorry, Olivia. Love you, girl. I'm even playing one of Olivia's songs later anyways. So once again, with that out of the way, more songs are coming. This time it's going to be, I feel like, some R&B vibes. And then at the end, we're going to go real slow. So I'll see you after some time.
It. If you really wanna know me, first of all, you should never try to get too personal. Cause I meant it when I said
that you got a long way to go.
Yeah.
You claim that you're so hot, and you say you got skills in the bedroom. You try to frown for you so mad. Had a chance, you still never come through. You say you wanna come see me, cause you know your girlfriend wanna be me.
I'ma tell you why you can't.
You got a long way to go. Say you wanna love. Think twice, cause you got a long way to go. Don't know how to act, better fall back. It's all back, cause you got a long way to go. It's not that deep, take it easy. It won't please when you got a long way to go. I'm a bad girl, you wanna get close. Ears up, cause you got a long way. You claim that you're so hot, and you say you got skills in the bedroom. You try to find for you so mad. Had a chance, you still never come through. You say you wanna come see me, cause you know your girlfriend won't be me. Think twice, cause you got a long way to go. Don't know how to act, better fall back. It's not bad, cause you got a long way to go. It's not that deep, take it easy. I'm at peace when you got a long way to go. I'm a bad girl, I wanna get close. Hands up, cause you got a long way to go. Wanna love me, wanna touch me. Think twice, cause you got a long way to go. Don't know how to act, better fall back. It's like that, cause you got a long way to go. It's not that deep, take it easy.
Rock with me now.
Got a long way to go. Better fall back. Said you got a long way to go.
Thank you. She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. She said, take your time, what's the rush? I said, baby, I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I'm a dog, I'm a mutt. I can smoke already, so caught in my blunt ears. I see past pretty faces, so I got trouble trusting. But I let my guard down for you. Said I put my guard down for you. Said I'll be vulnerable, so you can break my heart if you want to. She said, take your time.
With that, once again, we are back for one last batch of songs coming up, but let's start with a quick recap. We started that off with Warm by Ariana Grande off of the deluxe version of her album Eternal Sunshine. Hot take, I personally actually think that the deluxe makes the album better than in its standard form. I think that the deluxe has some of the best songs she's ever written. For example, Hampstead and Dandelion are two of my all-time favorite songs from her. This one is also very cute as well. Unlike those other two I just mentioned, it doesn't have that special oomph that, in my opinion, really defines what I would consider like a legendary song in the Clear Lock record of hits. But a pop song just needs to be fun. It needs to be cute, bouncy, well-written, gets you on the floor, gets you moving. And I feel like this song makes me want to bust a move. So she does her job, and it's just, yeah. The entire album, honestly, is no skips. It's her best work, in my opinion, to date, besides Thank You Next. I feel like I've had said that exact thing before. Okay, deja vu. But anyways, I proceed. So we follow that up with Long Way to Go by Cassie. Very iconic, cute little 2000s moment. I feel like recently I've been listening to a lot of 2000s and R&B, or even more recent music that's been inspired by that kind of sound, especially because I've been studying a lot. I find it's really good when you need to lock in. After that, I played Mutt by Leon Thomas. If you're not familiar with him, you may now recognize him when I tell you that he played Andre in the hit Nickelodeon TV show Victorious, where he co-starred alongside none other than Ariana Grande. It's crazy to think about them being both from that show and seeing how far that the two of them have come. It's very strange. And it's even more interesting to me now because I was recently listening to an Awards Chatter podcast, and apparently when they were filming Victorious, while Ariana was working on her first ever like music album, Yours Truly, her debut album, Leon. Guys, sorry, I love Victorious, but Leon was actually helping her produce all of the songs on the album, so they'd film for the day and then they would go back later to a studio and they'd record some tracks, which is really cool to me. I think it's so cute now that he's getting a lot of attention for his music. I feel like it's very much a long time coming for him, very long overdue. Yay! Then I finished that batch off with Numb by Men I Trust. Now I'm going to play three more songs to round up this episode of Bangers. We're going to start with the Grammy-winning song, Wildflower by none other than my wife, my love, Billie Eilish Power Barrett O'Connell. I have no notes on this song. I feel like I've played it before. It's so beautifully written, and I think that something a lot of songwriters struggle with, and people in general, is honesty and being able to admit when you've done something that may be morally questionable. To go back to Hampstead by Ariana Grande, that's another song that I believe does a great job, but that also go listen to Ghostin, another song that does an excellent job at being honest with yourself and being like, I have done something and I don't know if this is good and I'm dealing with navigating that. Wildflower is just phenomenally written, phenomenally produced. I've been listening to it in my headphones more recently, and there's so many little nuances that I never have picked up before. I'm not sure if they've like added them to the song or something, because y'all know me, I'm like the number one Billie fan ever. I was like her 3,000th top listener out of everyone on Spotify last year, so I feel like I would know, but I didn't. So if someone could tell me if they added sounds or not, that would be great. Then I'm gonna play A Couple Minutes by Olivia Dean. Honestly, I'm sick of the slander. She's amazing. She deserved her flowers. Yes, I wanted Addison to win, as I said before, but her album is great. I would put it, I'd say she sits at the same table as like Clairo and Leve. They all have great songs, but I've never listened to a song from them that's changed my life per se. But there's nothing wrong with that. I wouldn't even say any of the Addison songs changed my life or like were really like a career-defining moment. But I love this song. I think it might be my favorite from her album, The Art of Loving. It's really great start to finish. Please go give it a listen. It's very cohesive. That's one of the big things I look for when I'm listening to an album. So I love that. And then speaking of great cohesive albums, Daniel Caesar recently dropped a new album back in August. So I wanted to play my favorite song off of it called Who Knows. He really just never misses. I'm convinced he can do no wrong. He truly is just brilliant at what he does. And it feels like he never even needs to redefine himself. He's constantly just able to come up with something new and creative that's still so true to him. It's very, very impressive. So with that, I'm not going to see you guys next week because I am going home. But hopefully the week after that, I will be back and I may have a few special guests. Spoiler. So with that, I will see you guys when I see you guys. Claire out.
Things fall apart and time breaks your heart. There, but I know she was your girl. You showed her the world. We fell out of love and you both let go. She was crying on my shoulder. All I could do was hold her. Only made us closer until July. You love me, you don't need to remind me. I should put it all behind me, shouldn't I? But I see her in the back of my mind all the time, like a fever, like I'm burning. Did I cross the line? Well, good things don't last, and life moves so fast. I'd never ask who is best. I guess we found a silver lining. I'm glad you're doing so well. If only you could see how I've been. If I'm being real, no, it ain't been the same. We could talk if we want. I already know it's no good for me. It's alright, think I'm fine with the silence. There's so good in goodbye.
City from, is it high, does it snow there?